Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful place, a beautiful day to be here today. I am really blessed that Emerge has been a part of all of your work, all of the good things that you do for us, and to kind of give you some idea of how that has grown because of your support and your commitment to our cause. I just thought I'd share a little bit about myself, which will roll right into Emerge because we're kind of like one in the same. For 15 years, I was in an abusive relationship. During that time, it was, you know, nowadays we call it either domestic violence or domestic abuse or partner abuse. There's many different things that we call it, but the bottom line is, it is a place where a woman, and sometimes men, but for the most part, women are trapped in these relationships with men who take total control over their mind, their body, and they try to take away our spirit. In my case, it came very close to breaking my spirit. Not close enough, though, because here I stand. When I think about the past 15 years of abuse that I was in, I think about how many times that I called the cops to come to my aid to help me. And when I would call the cops, it got to a point where I became a regular. Oh, it's her again. Oh, okay, so we'll take him out. We'll let him go for a little walk. We'll give him a little pat on the back and tell him to cut it out. That's how domestic violence was responded to in the 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s. We've come a long way, but we still have a much further distance to go. And a lot of times people ask me, why didn't I just leave? The abuse was so horrific. When somebody puts in our home where we lived, we had an apartment door where he had a locksmith come out and change the lock so that you'd have to have a key to get in the house and a key to get out of the house, which he kept those keys. So I was trapped. I couldn't leave or I couldn't go, either way. And I had 5 children, and they were small at that point in time. He would take the telephone with him off the wall, so I couldn't call the cops or any friends or anyone for any kind of help whatsoever. And then when I did leave, on many, 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 many occasions, he would key up my friend's car, put sugar in their tanks, slash their tires, call and harass them, go to their jobs to try to find out where they had hidden me. So that was no longer an option for me to be able to get away from him. And then again, where do you go with 5 small children when your family is kind of like not really there for you because they know this character and they know the damage that he has caused and the harm that may come to them or their children? So that wasn't an option. At work, he'd come to my job and harass me at my job to the point of where I almost lost my job on numerous occasions because of the violence. That still happens today to a lot of women. And so the one person that was able to help me was the woman who is the other co-founder of Emerge. And when she did help me escape with my 5 children, we were going to go to a friend of hers house. And he came to the job that night, and he busted her car window sill out. He cut her with a rug cutter all over her face, her arms, her thighs, her wrist. We called the cops. He left the premises. It was state premises. And through all of that ugliness, as far as Emerge is concerned, that's why we started Emerge, because it was very, very difficult to find a place to go where you could talk about the abuse that you were going through without being humiliated, ashamed, embarrassed, horrified to sit there and tell people that somebody was doing these horrific things to you, breaking your ribs, busting teeth out of your mouth, blacking your eyes, choking you until you were unconscious. I mean, all kinds of abuse, the verbal abuse, the name calling, the disrespect, all of that. So it's kind of hard for a woman to walk into a place and say, this is what's going on with me, I need your help. And then people look at you and think, you really let all this go on? You really let this man do this to you? As opposed to saying to me, why in the world would he do something like that to you? We need to get people out here to help you and to help other women. It wasn't a comfortable place to be in when you were trying to reach out to save your life and to save the lives of your children. My children saw some of the abuse. They were 4 and 11 years old when I left. I have 5, 4 boys, 1 girl. They were 4 and 11 when I left, but they saw some. I did my very best to make sure that they were always in bed when he got home from work, the few times that he did have a job. I always made sure my children had their food, their homework done, all those kinds of things, and had them in a room where we had a dining room, kitchen, living room. And I'd always try to keep the violence way in the living room so my children wouldn't be a part of it. But of course they were. They did see a lot, they did hear a lot. And growing up, my sons knew that I would never allow them to treat a woman the way that their father treated me. Or my daughter always knew that there wasn't going to be a man on earth that was going to do to her what he had done to me. And in part of trying to break away from the violence, which is the most volatile time in a relationship for a woman to leave, because he knows when she's decided to leave, as I did, that the violence gets more extreme. I was hunted down. I was chased. I was harassed. The people that knew me changed their phone numbers because they did not want him around. So I was like really kind of closed in and caged in and always trying to get out to go to work so that maybe I would switch up my hours so he wouldn't know what time I was working or what days I was going to work. I had to tell all of my bosses and all the people that I worked with the type of character that he was, because most people that met him said, "Oh, he's so charming. What a nice guy. I can't believe that he would do that. Oh, we talk all the time. We have all kinds of fun." Yeah, that's the guy you know. The guy I know behind closed doors is the kind of guy that would make it impossible for me to even go to sleep at night because I was afraid he'd put that pillow over my head and I wouldn't be able to get up out of the bed to save my own life because he liked choking me. He liked suffocating me. He liked having that kind of control where he knew, and he would clearly say to me, "Your life is in my hands." And so through this whole entire process, my faith was tested a lot. And like I said, his goal was to break that. And I prayed every day and every night and all day and all night, "Oh God, why is this happening to me? What's going on? Why aren't you giving me a place to go? Why aren't you helping me do this? Why can't I?" And I mean, it was just woe is me for a moment, I will be honest. And the last time that he put his hands on me, oh, he beat me really badly and he broke 3 of my ribs. And my face was just totally bloodied and distorted and destroyed. And I remember saying, as I was passing out, "Please, God, please, please, please give me the strength to get out of this relationship tonight. And I promise I will never go back. And I will not allow him to do this to me again." And lo and behold, the moment he walked out that door to go to work, I was gone. And he hunted me down. I had to leave my children in different places because everywhere he knew they were, that's where he'd go to find me. So it was a little game that I played for quite a bit of time. But with my faith, of course, because I do believe in God, I always have. I have my angels. They worked very hard to save my life, to show me the light, to know that there was a light at the end of the tunnel. And made it. And through all of that, the friend of mine, Susan, and myself decided that we would start Emerge because we wanted other women to be able to know that A, we get it, B, I've walked in your shoes, so I certainly get it, and C, we want to help you get to the place where you need to be with your children and stop letting the violence perpetuate down from generation to generation to generation. And so we get women into our program, and when they come into our program, they have been to many shelters, whether they're homeless shelters or domestic violence shelters. They've lived with some of their friends. The children have been in different schools 4 or 5 times in a year. The children do not get to keep friends and make friends. They don't get to have parties and sleepovers or friends over after school or play dates. Most of the children live in fear because they believe, A, their mother's either going to be hurt terribly when they get home, or she's going to be dead. And what child should have to grow up thinking those kind of thoughts? What child should have to grow up thinking that, I don't know if we're gonna have a roof over our head because mom can't pay the rent, dad doesn't work, so what do we do? What are we gonna have for dinner tonight? Is there food in the house? Are there gonna be lights on when we get home? Or are we gonna freeze like we've done in the past? These are some of the things that women are thinking about when they leave. Well, how do I leave? What do I do with my children? They have nothing. I really don't have anything. And this is all that we have here for us. Or I could go to a shelter, take my children with me, but then what'll I do? The shelters are a good place for women to start off, to get themselves grounded, to kind of relieve some of the terror and fear, because a lot of services are put in place at that point. And we get the families from the shelters, and when they come to us, the women are really, really terrified. We had an interview on Thursday with a new mom that's coming into Emergence program. She's 30 years old. She has a 14-month-old daughter. She's being abused by her mother, her father, and her baby's father. So she doesn't have any extended family because it's just a small family, so she has no one. And we were sitting down and we were talking to her in the interview, because we do an interview so that the ladies know, first of all, they get an idea of who we are and a feel of what we do to see if they even want to participate in our program. And we also get the opportunity to make sure that they are truly a victim of domestic violence, because a lot of times people are not. They just want shelter. And then we have to make sure that we have the services in place or can put all services in place that a family needs. And I asked this young lady, I said to her, why did you leave? And she said to me, if I did not leave, I didn't know who was going to kill me first, either my mother, my father, or my boyfriend. So she felt she had no other choice to leave. Because if she didn't, her mother was abusing the baby as well. Little girl, beautiful little girl. And she said, and look at my baby's face. The baby's quiet. She is 14 months old. She only has two teeth. She does not walk. She does not talk. So developmentally, this little girl has been affected in a major way and doesn't even know how to talk yet. She doesn't crawl. She barely crawls. She scoots. So we have a lot of work on our hands to help put this woman and her baby in a place where she can be safe, get the services that she need. Her baby will get services put in place for her to bring her to developmentally where she needs to be. But in the meantime, the woman says to me, as we're talking to one another, and I'm telling her about Emerge, and I said to her, do you have any questions for me? And she said, yes. Do I have to share my space with somebody else? And I said, no, you don't. She said, what does the place look like? Can I go and see it? I said, unfortunately, we can't do that until you move in. And she said to me, you know what? I'm going to take a leap of faith and believe that your place is much better than where I came from. And trust me, it really is a much better place than where she came from. When the women come into our program, we work with them on how to heal, getting right to the soul of all the issues that brought them to us, domestic violence being the primary concern. They're traumatized, there's PTSD, there's depression, women have bipolar disorders. There's a lot of mental health issues going on. The children have developmental issues, they have fear issues, they have peer pressure issues, they have educational issues. In a very short span of time, this is what families go through that we get coming into our program. And we're very proud to say that for 24 years, 20 of which we have shared with Southport Church, and all of you have helped us along the way in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. But the women do wonderful things. They learn how to work on a budget. They get an opportunity to repair their credit. They get an opportunity to continue their education. The children get to stay in school for more than 1 year and make friends and grow and get the education that they deserve without having to worry about, are the lights going to be on? Is mom going to be home? And all those other issues that children should not have to worry about. And then, at some point down the line, when women truly trust us, because they come in, they don't trust us, they don't know us, but the bond is real, and it is solid, and it is strong. And that's because of the leap of faith that they took to believe that Emerge could help them out. And when we know that there's areas that we can't help out, we refer to other agencies that are out here in the audiences. Many of us have worked together. I hear Bridgeport Rescue Mission is here. That's where we're getting the family from. I see Operation Hope is here. That's where a lot of the families come to get help from you, from your food banks, from your big tag sale. They love it. They can't wait every year. I mean, there's a lot of things that we do in connection with one another that makes me very proud that Emerge is in this community doing the work that we do. And we could not do it without the support of all of you. And I mean, for many, many years, Laura sat on one of our fundraising boards one year, Roma here in the audience. She just has done many, many, many fundraisers for us. I see Caroline Peck over there. She thinks I don't see her, but I do. And Lilith, I saw her. And oh, Karen, you didn't invite me. I'd love to dance at the fundraiser. But I mean, all of you, Carol, I see. I mean, all of you have helped us in so many ways. And when you help us, and I mean Emerge, you're not helping Emerge the agency. You're helping Emerge the women and the children who get to, like in one case, we have a mom who was approved for a mortgage for the first time in her life, who's out house hunting as we speak. Couldn't wait to get the Sunday paper today because she was trying to set up her open houses that she would go and see. They get savings accounts. They buy cars secondhand, but they do buy cars. Quite a few of the women have gotten really good jobs. A lot of them are getting hired through Yale New Haven services. A lot of them are bus drivers that start off as school bus drivers but end up being Greyhound or other places. There's a lot of certified nurses aides that come out of our program. So the women are encouraged, strongly encouraged, I might say, and we are work very closely with them to help identify who they are, where their strength is, and to know that they have the courage and the power to be the best that they can possibly be. And again, we could not do any of our work without a strong community and a strong commitment, especially from all of you in the Southport Church congregational community. I love you guys. You have meant the world to me, and you have made a difference in so many lives. An Emerges program in the past, present, and future. Just so know, your mission, as Laura said, little by little, year by year, for 20 years, you've helped us pull out a powerful group of women and children, little boys running around opening doors for the ladies that come into the house, carrying groceries. It doesn't have to be for their mother. If they see one of the other women in there, they run out and they carry her groceries. They know that ladies go first. And the little girls like that. They like to see how little boys are supposed to treat a little girl and how a man is supposed to treat a woman. So it works out so well in so many ways. The backpacks, the food, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Your work is powerful, and it has made a huge difference on agencies like Emerge. And for that, I thank you all from the bottom of my heart.